Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
So tell me about this party you had. Your son just turned 14?
Right. My son, Phil, Jay Delmonico, just turned 14 last weekend. And what happened was I thought it would be fun to hire one of his little female classmates to dance for him and his buddies. Now, she's very talented. Her name is Amir Forrester. She's 14. She wore a full-body catsuit, a leotard. And for fun, what I did was I gave all the boys there, there were about 20 boys there.
All right.
And I gave them all dollar bills so they could do what they see the big guys do. And I showed them how to fold the dollar. And it was interesting for the boys. And then I sort of pretended that I was a man. And this was a little embarrassing for me, but I showed them. I sat in a chair with my legs open, the way the guys do it. And I showed them how to make eye contact. And you put the dollar bill into the top of her leotard. So what I did, I showed the boys. I think they really learned a lot. And it's very important for us to try to get our men to respect women. And so many of the parents don't get it. It's just the fact that they don't understand or really feel they don't want to understand.
Well, wait, how old are these boys? They're 14?
They're 13 and 14.
So they're learning how to respect women. What you had was a simulated what? Lap dance?
Well, no, it was a sim. They want to do what the big guys do. And what I did is I turned the tables. I said, all right, if you want to do what the big guys do, let's have one of your little female classmates in. She wore a full-body catsuit. This is something I want to keep in mind, and I want everyone else to keep this in mind. She did not at any time take her clothes off or anything else.
What's a full-body catsuit? Is that a... What is that?
It's a full leotard. The women listening know what I'm talking about.
All right, so she wasn't removing clothes, but the little boys were there, and you gave them dollar bills so that they could pretend like they're in a strip bar?
No, what I... Let me back up, Phil, so that...
Well, that's what they're pretending to do. They're pretending like...
They want to be like the big guys, and what I wanted to do is show them how they could be like the big guys and at the same time respect women. See, Phil, so many young men learn about women by pulling their hair, pulling a bra strap, calling them ugly, making fun of their bodily demands. We need to teach our young men how to approach a young woman with a modicum of respect. And the gesture is, I love the way you dance. Let me offer this to you. It's called gratitude.
Well, if the guys want to do what the big guys do, it's called a tip.
It's called, in your world, but what it really is with the boys at Jason J. Delmonico's birthday party, it was, I really like the way you dance. Here's a dollar. And
But you folded it up for them, and they were putting it down her leotard.
The very top of their leotard. They were not putting it at a G-string. They weren't putting it at a bra.
All right, well, there were two complaints from mothers and fathers. Actually, there were two complaints from some mothers. One from a mother and father, a boy named Ryan Norman.
I know Ryan. He's a very nice boy.
All right, well, his mother said he came home and tried to put a dollar bill down her dress. Isn't that right?
Phil, I talked to Ryan's mother.
Well, she said he learned it at your house.
Phil, here's the thing. You know something? It's an interesting thing when you deal with other parents and other children. Some of these kids are not that intelligent. And there's an old saying, Phil, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Now, I told the boys this was a gesture of respect and gratitude given to a woman who has performed a dance for you. You don't put it in your mother's dress. And if the Norman boy were just a little bit brighter, you know, because the boys talk about him, he's a little slow. Then he'd know that.
This was a strip bar thing.
No, I don't call it that. And I really resent being questioned this way. It was teaching the boys how to utilize this rite of passage so they can have some fun with a female classmate. And I don't know what all went on because I left, I did some shopping, I picked up the birthday cake for Jason J. Delmonico.
Now, how long were these boys left alone with this 14-year-old girl dancing in a leotard for them?
I really resent the question.
Did you not leave them alone?
I left them alone, but I know what the inference is, that something happened and nothing happened.
No, I'm not saying anything. How long did you leave these boys alone, 14-year-old boys?
Yes, they're all the same age. They're kids, Phil, learning how to somehow make their way into manhood. I think we really need to respect them and to feel sorry for them.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is the number here. Margaret Gray has joined us, nationally syndicated columnist. Her son had a 14th birthday party last weekend where she hired a female classmate to dance for him and 20 of his buddies. in a leotard and do what the big guys do. She folded up dollar bills for them, and they could put it in her leotard.
And again, Phil, they put it in the top of the...
They put it in the top of the leotard, all right. The other thing, you didn't tell me how long you were gone.
I was gone to pick up the birthday cake, and I got some Hormel hot dogs and some potato chips for the boys. It couldn't have been more than a half hour.
So the kids were left at home, unsupervised...
Excuse me?
Unsupervised, having a simulated strip show...
Excuse me, it was not... This is the thing, and if you'd let me get a word in, Phil.
Go ahead.
You don't get it, and a lot of the parents don't really get what parents like myself, enlightened parents, are trying to do. We're trying to give the boys a respectful rite of passage, and at the same time, we're trying to show them how to respect a woman.
Do you think guys that go into it...
Don't say strip bar.
All right, I mean...
Because it was not a strip show.
It was a 14-year-old boy sitting around. And what do you mean you sat down with your legs spread and showed him how to do it?
I said I was pretending like I was a guy. And I had on capri slacks, and I sat down the way men do.
Well, what do they do?
Well, they sit down, and they hunch down, and they take a dollar bill out, and they wave it around... And I had a mirror, and what I did was Frank had one of his cigars. I got a cigar out of his humidor. I had it in my mouth, and I had the little girl. I don't know what you're asking.
And you had the little girl what?
I had a dance between my legs, and I put the dollar bill in the leotard. You don't get it, Phil. You don't.
You, in other words, did exactly what the big guys do at a strip club.
They did not. This is a rite of, in other words, Phil, you don't really get it. You don't really get it. These parents don't get it. And what you're doing is you're confusing the kids.
All right, I don't get it, and maybe I don't get it, but you had a dance show. Well, help me get it, okay? What is it that you're doing? You say you're teaching the boys respect for a woman.
That's right.
So the dollar bill that they stuck in her leotard was to say thank you for the nice dance?
Yes. They're not asking her to take any clothing off. They're not asking her to do anything else other than to dance. The boys were able to emulate me and my man routine so quickly because they're actors. And as you know, Jason J. Delmonico is a young, aspiring actor.
No, I know that the kids that he hangs out with are all child actors and they're all professionals. So you say they picked up on this pretty fast.
Yes, and they didn't demand that she remove any clothing. They were whistling a little bit when she danced by. And I told them, you can't slap her on the rear end or anything, but a lot of them would take the dollar bill and run it up her leg and things like that. That's what we do. And that's how you move a child out of childhood into manhood in a respectful way that doesn't include nudity, that doesn't include sex, and yet at the same time lets young boys pretend.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is the number on the Phil Hendry Show. Margaret Gray talking to us about her son, Jason J. Delmonico. Karen, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
I just want to say, Ms. Gray, that when I'm listening at first, I thought it was a hoax because I cannot understand how you would let a room of 14-year-old boys be alone with a young woman of that age and think that they know how to behave.
So every one of them is suspect then?
No, they're not suspect, but if you read the news, please let someone else speak. If you read the news, that people at 14-year-olds already, not everyone, have issues and there are problems and that it's unacceptable and you are establishing a strip club which is not respectful to women.
Well,
in fact, strip clubs
all,
are not.
I don't think you know that these are good young boys. They're not, I don't know what kind of young people you're around, but these are good boys. And no, it isn't a strip club because the girl wasn't taking her clothes off. She
having
was
a woman dance
did
in
you
front
have...
of boys for money is not respectful.
Why?
So,
why?
Because really it makes her a sexual object.
So what if she likes it?
Well,
wait a minute.
A child, so
she's a child, okay?
A lot of women do that.
Get to say that.
A lot of women do that for a living and make a wonderful living at it. I'm not turning her into a sex object, though.
I have to disagree that turns a girl. She's just a child.
Well,
you
know, I don't know. You don't get it. There are a lot of people that just don't get it, Phil.
All right. You know, I don't know what she doesn't get or what I'm not getting, but what was the music?
She danced to You Could Leave Your Hat On, and another song called All I Want for Christmas is My Two Front Teeth, and it was really fun.
All right, this is the song that some of the mothers told me, All I Want for Christmas with my two is My Two Front Teeth. Didn't she come out with a milk bottle?
You know something, it's really unfair, Phil.
Didn't she come out with a little milk bottle?
She came out with a baby milk bottle.
And she was squirting the milk all over herself.
She squirted it on a leotard. Why are you turning this into something filthy?
All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth, and she's squirting a milk bottle all over herself. I'm disquieted by this. Her father, Mark Forrester, thought, by the way, that you were auditioning her for some ballet. He had no idea that she was dancing for 14-year-old boys.
Let me tell you something about Mark Forrester. I know him very well. He's a good man. He's not that quick on the uptake. Some people just don't get it. And it's important to teach boys respect for women at an early age. These parents and you, Phil, you don't get it. Now, I have two interviews in New York next week. One of them is with Judith Reagan, who happens to be one of the top publishers in the business. So if these parents want to talk to me, that I have a limited window. This weekend we'll be out of town. I can talk to them on Tuesday, and that's it.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. This is one of these areas that's a little gray for me. She had a birthday party for her son, Jason J. Delmonico. He's a child actor, 14 years of age. And the kid had his buddies over. And then she had over a 14-year-old female classmate, and she danced for them. And Margaret folded up dollar bills for the boys and showed them how to put them into the leotard of the little girl as she danced around. She says this teaches the boys respect for a woman. I like your dance. Here's a dollar. 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show.
And now more on The Phil Henry Show.
Talking to Margaret Gray, and the column you'll be writing tomorrow is concerning some... you've got a birthday party for your 14-year-old son. You had a 14-year-old girl dancing at this thing, and she's dancing, she's getting dollar bills from the boys. They're putting her in her leotard because she's not stripping. You don't say this is stripping.
I resent the fact, Phil, that you don't get what I'm trying to say.
Well, explain to me what it is you're trying to say. How is this young lady not being manipulated into being a sex object, even if she's 14 and these boys are 14?
She's learning how to control men. She's learning how to get what she wants from men by way of the dance. I didn't say dance. I said the dance. And what I mean by that is the Isadora Duncan classic the classic dance, which is expressive, which speaks to, tells a story. And I think that Amir was telling a story, a 14-year-old girl telling the story by way of the dance, but not the dance.
So she's doing an art piece.
Yes.
And these guys are sticking dollar bills in her leotard because
they're appreciative of this. Now, I showed the boys how to be respectful. I sat down. I told them the first thing you don't do is put your hands on it because the lights will go on, the jukebox will shut down, and you know there's going to be police at the door. So
oh, okay. These are all things that are prescriptions from a strip bar.
When they move into manhood and they find themselves appreciating the dance, yes. So I sat on my hands, I gave her a 20, she gave me what I guess you would crudely call a lap dance, but she stood between my legs. And I said, this is how you do it. There was no stripping, nothing.
This is how you do it. She stood between your legs. How much money did she make that night?
Well, that's another thing. About $400.
$400 this kid made from you, your son, and his friends.
Okay, Phil. I'm sorry, Amir, for you making $400. Is that the stupidity that we're reaching now?
All right, wait. 1-800-449-8686. I wanted that number to just get out there. Hold on for a minute, Judy. Let me get to Becky. Becky, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, Becky, go ahead.
Yes, Phil. You know, obviously she's saying that we're not getting it, but the problem is here that she's not getting it because she's thinking that
you
the world is wrong and she is right.
You don't
she
get it.
She is not right. I mean, she's deliberately contributing to the delinquency of minors here, and I'm glad that my child did not attend that birthday party.
Wait a second. How am I contributing? The boys.
How are you not contributing to the delinquency of a minor here? You are teaching a 14-year-old. Listen, Margaret, there are certain passages in life that a child has to go through.
Yes.
And once they reach an adult age, then they're entitled to do certain things that they want to do. But at the age of 13 and 14, that is not a passage. college that neither a male or a female should be taught.
Hey, Becky, this is Phil Hendry. I want you, Becky, to ask me, doesn't this music, now this is a song, Margaret, that you were playing for your son's birthday party while this girl danced for the boys. And
which song is it?
You'll hear it. I want Becky's impression as to whether this song sounds seductive and sexual or not.
What's wrong with that?
Hold on for a minute. You know this song, Becky?
I do not know.
Listen to it. This is for a 14-year-old kid's birthday party while a little girl dances.
It's an innocent song called You Can Leave Your Hat On, and it's... Listen to this.
Take off your coat, you can leave your hat on. This is a strip song.
Definitely so.
Oh, my God.
Margaret, you need to get with the program here. I mean, if my child would have attended your party and she would have come home with $400 that she made at your party, there would have been an investigation going on.
Wait a second. You're
because
telling
I would have not stand back and let this happen.
I
send my children to parties unsupervised, thinking that they're going to be, you know, taken care of in the manner that I would take care of anybody else's child. Like I said before, this is contributing to the delinquency of a minor, number one. Number two, excuse me, you had your time, give me my time.
And don't make fun of the lady, all right?
Well, she said, okay. She said contribute.
Pardon me?
You said contribute.
Okay.
I'm sorry?
Never mind, Becky. Go ahead with your point.
Bottom line is that there are certain passages in life that a child takes at certain points in their life, and I don't believe that a 13- and 14-year-old need to be exposed to this. There's enough things going on in this world right now that we don't need to be exposing them to the other things that they can get into later on as they get older, if that's what they choose to do.
I let her give me the lap dance so I could show the boys how you do it.
I think it's disgusting. Let me ask you something, Margaret.
Yes.
Does her mother know that she made $400 at that party?
Look, who's going to be any the wiser if we don't tell her? The point is that
what do you mean who's going to be? What is that
and
about?
And then we're trying to have relationships, open and honest relationships with our children. But who's going to be any wiser if we don't tell her?
Well, wait a minute.
Wouldn't want my child going to your house for a birthday party, Margaret.
Who needs to know the kid made herself a little extra money on the side?
I would like to know as a concerned parent.
You're going
to
squeal?
What do you mean squeal?
Well, she's not the girl's mother.
Well, let's say the mother of this girl, Mrs. Forrester, doesn't she need to know that that this girl made $400 by guys sticking $20 bills down her leotard?
You know something, Phil? We've now reached the point where a young woman can't be entrepreneurial and make money for herself.
We're talking about a 14-year-old here.
That's where we live, in the 18th century. Thank you, Becky, for taking us by the throat as women and dragging us into the past.
As a firm woman, I like to be respected and not degraded.
Listen to this. You can leave your hat on.
Baby, take off your coat. La-da-da. Big deal.
Thank you, Becky, for your call. Our number is 1-800... Yeah, I'm sorry, dear. I lost the call there. We got about a minute left in the hour. We'll get to more phone calls after the break. 1-800-449-8686. A lot of people are calling in and saying, how can you not compare this to a strip club? The girl gave you a lap dance. The boys are sticking the dollar bills down her leotard. You're playing songs like You Can Leave Your Hat On. You're playing All I Want for Christmas Is My Two Front Teeth while she squirts a simulated milk bottle all over herself. How can you not say that this isn't a strip club?
What happens in a strip club?
Margaret.
What happens in a strip club?
Men watch women dance.
And women control them by getting the money out of them. That's what I taught that little girl, and that's what those boys learned. You respect her. You like the way she dances? Fork up. The bigger the bill, the bigger the thrill. Now, all of it...
The bigger the bill, the bigger the thrill. Let's strip talk. Strip club talk. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
I gotta tell you, this is my daughter, I she's never going over to your house. You got a, my daughter, 14 years of age, and she comes over, and even though she's in a full leotard, she's dancing for 14-year-old boys, simulating an act in a strip club. You know, to me, she never visits your house again.
And she made $400 in tips.
I don't care. It teaches these boys, hey, here we go.
And it teaches them. Let me tell you a little story, Phil, before you go to a phone call.
All right, very quickly.
The heads of the biggest studios in Hollywood are women.
All right, what does that got to do with it?
I'm going
to
tell you the story. Shelley McCrory, head of comedy at NBC, over at NBC Studios. Sherry Lansing, I don't think I even need to say who she is. Kate Adler, Kara Coslow. All of these women, very big names in Hollywood and in television, at one time or another had their legs wrapped around a fire pole, my friend. And I'll tell you something else.
Well, just because...
Women start out in these jobs because it teaches them control over men. Let me tell you something about Nancy Reagan. She was the first lady of our country. I love her. I consider her a dear friend. She, in the 40s, danced at a club called the Westport Kitty Cat Club. She still holds the record for shooting a ping pong ball 53 feet across the...
Wait!
Well, Phil...
What are you talking about?
I'm telling you that women start out in these jobs.
Nancy Reagan shot a ping pong ball 53 feet.
You got it. And you don't like it, do you? You don't like it because it undermines your point of view.
Nancy Reagan in the 40s was in movies.
In the late 40s. In the late 40s. But she was a dancer.
1-800-449-8686. Judy, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Yes. I just have a question as far as she seems to be insulted or upset to the fact that you compare this to a strip club, and she says that she's teaching these young men how to treat young women. What other situation in life would they ever treat a young woman this way other than going to a strip club?
When a woman does something for you, you show gratitude. And it also teaches the young women how to control a man. How to give them your best and show them what you got so you can see what they got.
If a grown man goes to appreciate the dance, say at a ballet or at a museum or any other kind of artistic performance, they would show their gratitude by maybe donating to the ballet
Well, that's a good
group.
Point. Thanks for your call. Here is Sam on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey.
She was really dull.
Hey, I've got an 18-year-old son, 16-year-old daughter, 10-year-old son. My 16-year-old daughter is rather developed than she was when she was 12 or 13. Now, this lady here would have offered her, without me knowing it, to go in court, because how dare her, or this lady here, assume that she has the right
to take any... Wait a second, I invited her to a birthday party, and she showed up.
My point is,
how dare her have to assume she didn't take her clothes off.
How soon to teach my kids, any of my kids, or any kid, some rite of passage? I mean, that's not fair. I mean, that's taking my parental rights away.
Well, I'm listening to you right now, Sam, and it sounds like somebody needs to sort of do that for
you. Let me finish, okay? Let me finish.
Go ahead, Sam.
She has no right to do that unless she comes to me as a parent and say, hey, can we do this?
But if I come to you as a parent and I don't have a lot of confidence in you...
Then what the heck do you have even do it? What are you saying? I'm a bad parent. So
well,
you teach
I may get better. No, I may get.
You can't teach my kids better.
May I answer?
Go ahead.
I may get one look at you and say, you know what? I think I better make the decision here.
Who died and left you, boss? Golly, woman.
Well, wait a second. Wait a second, Sam. I mean, with all due respect, are you sure you're capable of deciding whether you're a good parent or not?
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
All right, what if I disagree with that?
That's fine. That's your prerogative. But don't try to push your rights on me and my kids.
But if I have the well-being of your children at heart and I take one good long look at you and I get some bad vibes, I may have to...
Okay, then what happens if I take a real long look at you and say, man, this lady needs to be in the mental ward, I'm going to go to the courts and take her kids away.
How are you going to do... Oh, you... you go to the courts and take my kids away.
Well, what's good for you is good for me.
You know, the only lawyers they got in the Yellow Pages are drug
drivers. How dare
you
tell America or anybody that, look, just because 20 parents plus a girl's parents, 21 parents, you guys aren't fit, so I'm going to teach your kids what needs to be taught. I mean, what you're saying is you're right and 21 parents are wrong.
Can I ask you a question? This may seem ridiculous to you, but one way I judge a good parent is off of the number of his teeth, and you may think that's funny, but if you can't afford to take care of your own teeth, do you see what I'm saying?
Oh, well, that's good, because my son's got had braces. He's got perfect teeth. My youngest son now is full of braces.
No, you.
And I've never had to have braces. I got great teeth.
You never could afford braces.
No, I got good teeth. I don't need braces. So, woman, you're crazy. And
no,
the thing about it is everybody who's calling is coming against you and telling you you're wrong, and yet you're not.
Well, you sound to me like you've got more relatives than teeth. And
all right, now you're dipping into the material, the joke material. Let's stick to the point.
Yeah. The point is,
are your good teeth in your mouth?
No, wait. I would ask this lady.
Yes.
I would ask Miss Margaret here to sit back and think, well, maybe I'm wrong here. Yeah, and playing that song.
That song is a strip bar song.
And, yeah. And
you know something? Let me ask you a question. How would you guys know?
How would we know?
Yeah, I'm really curious. How would you know that strip bar? Oh, see, so Sam has sat his tired country ass down in a couple of these joints. But he doesn't want his son to have the same right.
No, he doesn't. Neither do I.
At 14 years old, and especially
and my daughter,
done by another parent. I'm teaching my son. You may tell you how I teach my son to respect
women. Do your kids have a bedroom or a tent?
Okay.
The way I teach my son to respect women is I open the doors for my wife. I give my wife a big hug in front of my kids. I tell my wife I love her in front of my kids. And to respect women. You know, and
yes.
Respect women, open the doors for them, and say thank you, and all that fun
and
stuff.
Stick a dollar bill in their leotard. What is wrong with that when it shows
empowerment? I'll tell you exactly what's wrong with that. Men who go to strip bars or in a simulated act like that, what you're doing is you are looking at the woman as a sexual object. If I go to it, like the earlier lady,
honest with me. Haven't you written a phone number down from from a toilet before? Haven't you seen a number on a toilet stall and written it down?
If I go to the Don's and I see a woman doing the
Have you
the
been
Don's,
to the Don's?
You say it, that's awesome. That is really cool. And that's what you should have done. If you wanted to teach them something, have her do something that was neat.
Have you been to the ballet? Do you know ballet? Do you know the Don's?
Actually, I'm a percussionist and I'm a musician, so yeah, I'm very well aware of the artist.
You're aware of so you know Isadora Duncan?
No.
Oh, really?
But I know
Martha
a lot of musicians, Maynard Ferguson and Count Basie.
You're a jazz musician. All right, look at Sam. I'm going to move on here, take a break. I appreciate a lot of very good questions
Thanks,
that you asked.
Well, you know, again, I might take a good long look at both of you and say, you know what, I'm just going to have the kid come over anyway.
You do that, you take a good long look at me and you have my child come to your house, and you would go to jail. Thank you for your call.
Oh, so now you threaten me with jail. This is how far we've sunk as a race.
Yeah. 1-800-449-8686. She made any point that's even the least bit credible here? Respect for a woman by sticking a dollar bill in her leotard, and let's start her off at 14, dancing for 14-year-old boys. And then she shows the boys how by letting this kid give her a lap dance. And Nancy Reagan holds the Westport Kitty Cat Club record of shooting a ping pong ball 53 feet. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. We're talking about the propriety of a 14-year-old girl, even though she's clad in a leotard, dancing for 14-year-old boys at his birthday party with the consent of one of the adults. Now, this is what happened, Margaret, at your home. And
I also, again, resent the fact that there was anything obscene.
I know she wasn't taking her clothes off, but the whole message is the sort of lap dance thing, which you say empowers women.
And the other thing, Phil, she got tired. This Amir...
Amir Forrester was the little girl.
Yes. She got tired. I said, darling, why don't you go in the, into the kitchen and get some Kool-Aid? And we had some soft drinks for the kids. And so as a joke, I went out and I did some dancing for the boys.
How old are you?
That has nothing to do with it, Phil.
How old are you, seriously?
Well, I'm not going to answer that question.
Well, you're an adult woman, and you have 14-year-old boys there, and now you're dancing?
I gave her a break, and I did some tasteful dancing. I don't know if you're familiar with Bob Fosse, but I just did some, the minute you walk in the room, I could tell you were a man of distinction, a real big spender, because that's, hey, big spender, spend some time with me. I was wearing some capri slacks. I had a bathing suit top on and some pumps. It was very tasteful.
Okay, and you were you weren't dancing sexy.
No, I was doing a Bob Fosse, the minute you walk in the room. I thought the kids loved it.
14-year-old boys watching some Bob Fosse, were they giving you money?
They were putting dollar bills in my pocket. It was really harmless. What you don't understand, and again, I gave these boys a taste of, they went from Joe Cocker, you can leave your hat on, to the minute you walked in the room. Woo, I can tell you.
Yeah, okay. Trish Ann, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
I'm totally enraged. Take a call. Producing a...
Maybe we can get this lady to... Trish Ann, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, Ben, that's better because your phone's breaking up badly. Say
I know, I'm near the airport in Miami, so...
Go ahead, dear.
This lady needs to go sharp.
Okay, well, we can't use the call. You might find... Get her to pull over, will you, Chris? Get her to pull over. Here is Shira on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes, hi. My husband and I have been listening to this, and we are appalled. Margaret, I have a question for you. What are your credentials? And when I say that, I ask as a parent and as a human being.
I'm not going to answer that stupid question.
But I think that's a fair question. If you consider yourself an adult and responsible parent...
What are your qualifications as a human being?
You want other people.
Were you born or were you hatched?
How many teeth do you have in your mouth? I guess that's the question.
What are your qualifications as a human being?
Well, gee, I consider myself... I would know I would never do what you did.
Oh, well...
I mean,
gee,
think about it. 14-year-olds, honestly. Now, I have a couple of questions.
You said this is bringing women back. I beg your pardon.
To what we have now, but I truly believe that you're the one who's ruining feminism. So
is
I guess
that
makes you a very strong woman.
Is that a question, or what is that? That isn't a question.
Excuse me, ladies. No, my question was, what is your credential as a parent and a human being?
What is your credential as a human being?
I just told you. I feel that I am a good person, that I would never do this.
Well, that's not a qualification. I can't take your word for that. What
but
are
how can we take yours? Okay, the proof is in the
book,
correct?
Here's the proof. It was at my home. I gave the party.
Were those all of your children?
No, they weren't.
Well, then that's the point.
I'm glad you finally got to the point.
You should lose your child, and you should lose your house, and you should lose everything.
Really?
Because
law are you basing that on?
I think they need to tie your tubes in a really tight knot.
Well, you know something, darling. The only thing tied in a knot is your underwear. And I tell you what.
Do you teach people how to be like you? I would love to sign up and be loose like you.
Oh, yeah. Would you? I'll give you my home phone number.
Please do.
Okay.
Look, I want you to know that poor girl.
251-3189. You call me.
You ruined
and
this
I'll teach
poor
you,
girl.
I'll teach you how to get something through your rear end other than a camel straw.
Okay.
Thank you. No, but can I honestly speak for one moment? Because I do consider myself
a
civilized person.
If you want to speak intelligently,
Honestly thinking of this poor girl, she has to go back to school face her peers. And the fact that we know her name, in school, she is ruined forever. And you did this
to her. Really? Is that right? Well, let me tell you something, Shira. You don't know what you're talking about because you don't know her and you don't know the school.
Okay.
Secondly,
well,
you should have seen those boys' faces when I pulled off a triple back. Those dollars were flying toward me.
Not that it matters because she's 14 and she's a minor.
Well, then why ask the question?
Well,
then why ask the question?
No, I would like to know. Did she say...
out of curiosity?
You and say she
some kind of sick curiosity that you have, or do you really care about the child?
I really care about the child because I am a good person and a mother.
You are a good person, and I'll bet you have the dollar bills in the collection plate to prove it, don't you?
I challenge you. I would love one person. Please, everybody listen to me. I would love one person
I'd like you
who even remotely agreed with this woman to call in.
I'd like
and
you
I would
to meet
bet you $1 million that I would win every time.
You know
time
something? I would like you to meet. Well, I don't base my opinions on popular opinion. I base mine on my soul and my heart. But if you'd like to take
well,
a vote on whether
no
you're
soul,
right or
no
not,
heart,
Sheriff.
There's no opinion
well,
in
you
there.
Know, if you'd like to take a vote on whether you should be existing in this earth and breathing the air, you go ahead and do that.
Okay,
I don't.
I would like to know, though, do
listen,
you know
Princess
that you are
Diana,
training these boys for crimes against women?
No, I tell you what, why don't you go help the legless, Princess Diana, because
you
got all the
answers. Do you know that, though?
That
you're why don't you answer my questions? Are you training to become a politician?
Are you Clarence Darrow?
Are you training
I bet
to
you don't even know who Clarence
Why
Darrow
can't
is?
You answer my question?
Why can't you answer my question?
Are you training these boys for crimes against women? Because this show is about you, not about me, honey.
No, this show is about you. You called in.
Are you training these boys
I'm
for crimes against women?
Training these boys for crimes against women.
Yes. I want to ask you a question.
I don't know.
If you left,
let me ask you a question.
When
When's the last
left,
time you came running at your son with your robe open?
What would
Wait
happen
a
at that
second,
point?
Ladies.
No, I want to know. When's the last time you came running at your son with your robe flying open?
Never, because I am
well,
not
Well,
like
I are you sure?
I am nothing like you, and I am thankful to pieces that I am nothing like you.
Hang up.
No, I said, you
said to
hang
no,
up.
I said to hang up.
I have more to say than you.
No,
do.
You have nothing to say because I've gotten you good every time.
You
I've
have?
Had a good comeback every
That's
time.
That's why I feel like I'm the victor.
Mr. Hendry,
Can
is the
I
host
the
there?
DJ here?
Is
what
the host
think?
There?
May
I'm,
I guess,
I'm right here, yes.
Opinion?
Phil, didn't I get her good?
Look, at ladies, I think what this has been just one big chop session, as we used to say as kids.
Yeah, but
I
the
got
thing
a good
is, the difference is I have
yeah,
something
no,
to say
but I got
worth
you.
Saying.
You didn't say anything. What did you say other than ask stupid questions?
Would you like me to repeat everything I just said?
Well, please don't
I
ask the stupid question like, what are my qualifications as a human being?
I have one thing to say to you.
Oh, thank God, she actually has something to say. You actually have something to say. What is that?
Obviously, I'm getting you angry because I'm right.
Well, no, you're angry. You're staying on the phone.
No, I'm staying on the phone because
By the way,
I'm
God help
this.
Your
That's
poor husband. God help your poor husband.
Well, thank you. Are you still married?
God
or
help
did
your
he
poor
kill hu- himself?
Oh, that's now that's angry.
Oh,
that's
sure.
angry. That is really angry.
I'm
Look,
just
ladies.
Curious.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Where do you get the hair on your back shaved? Because
I don't
like
know. Where
know-
do you go? Because I would love to go where you go.
Do you know that I could snap your neck with my thighs?
I bet they're really big and fat, and they could probably suffocate
Very
me,
muscular.
Too.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll ask your husband. He's the last head that was between them.
Okay, that's it.
But you know what?
That's
that would explain
it.
Why he likes why he throws up a lot, I guess, huh?
Well, he's living with you, so there's one explanation.
Okay.
But
the
I
point
tell you,
is,
look at ladies,
I'm
this
dealing
is...
with a child.
I know you are, but
child.
What am I? I know
I
you are, but what am
you
I?
You need to be raised by people
yes.
who could treat you. The that man that
that's
said
my name.
That you
Don't
need to
wear
go
it
to
out.
Institution, right on the money, and I guarantee you that all of your teeth added up. I don't know.
Come on,
I
think of it, Shira. Come on, you were doing pretty good there for a while.
She's very young.
Hello? Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
She's giving up, Phil. This is really boring for me.
Oh, look,
at
both
up.
Of you were doing this silly little chop session.
I know you
the
are, but what
is,
am I?
Though, I have things to say that I
Can
feel
I ask you a question, Shira? Is that Arabic for bitch?
And,
all right.
And, okay, putting the chop session aside,
yeah,
I am frightened to know that people
well,
like you
I
exist
think,
in this
you know,
world.
The thing
I'm
that I think about
to
you,
pieces.
I'm frightened to pieces to know that there are people like you out there in the world. You know what? Forget it.
Oh, I'm not worth it?
No, you really aren't.
Then
I've got so
Thank
much
you.
Good material.
Goodbye. Have a great
I've
night.
I've got so much good material that I've wasted on you. You boy. I can't.